Howdy, howdy. Today is Friday. And Mr. Bugs is still the best darn exterminator on the planet. Yeah, true story. They can come take care of the stuff that other people have failed at. If you've had somebody coming and they're not killing the insects that you need dead, they're not keeping the insects out you need kept out. Maybe they're missing dates, they're showing up late, they suddenly hit you with, oh, we need to up our fees from out of nowhere. You're not even doing a good job. You want to up your fees? Might be the time to make the switch to Mr. Bugs, 900-3433, 900-3433. Long-term employees means you see, you get the same tech every time. Been in business for 40 years. They know what they're doing. They spread the old-fashioned way, word of mouth. People said, I got a great guy, and he's in. And the next thing you know, they had to hire more people to handle the crowd, and here they are, statewide and extremely successful and still great at what they do 40 years later. Rodents, too. You got little tiny furry mice. You got larger rats. Yeah, they can take care of all of that with Mr. Bugs, MrBugs.com. MrBugs.com. Now is the time to start talking pre-emergent when it comes to your lawn as well. So if you want a green lawn, now would be the time. Mr. Bugs, MrBugs.com. MrBugs.com. They know what bugs you. Big stupid question of the day brought to you by Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us. Describe yourself in three bands or musicians. Three bands or musicians. 545-9950. 844-455-9950. Many of these turn out to be varied. Strange, offbeat. Sometimes you'll have people who have two that seem completely normal, and then one that is just out of left field. Sometimes you'll have one that is completely normal and two that are out of left field. I mean, there are people out there who are like Metallica, Tool, Hank Williams Sr. What? I like all that stuff. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. I would like to hear your answers. On the Birmingham Broker phone line, give us the call and we'll handle it. So here is the ridiculous story of the day that you've probably already heard or maybe seen somewhere on social media. It's all the rage. Joe Biden is calling to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday said he will ask Congress to boost the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour from the current $7.25 per hour. In other words, he's going to more than double it. The federal minimum wage has not been increased since 2009. There's a reason for that, by the way. Since 2009, we've had no inflation. We've had no inflation because the economy hasn't grown. Or spent a good long time not growing, especially in the earlier years from 2009 to 2016, very little growth, at least not from where we were in, say, 2007. And so, and then we saw some growth over the course of the past 4 years, but it's not enough, and we certainly haven't had the inflation that we need. In other words, if you went to the store in 2009 to buy I always use a 2-liter bottle of Coke as an example. Because it's something that everybody can kind of wrap their head around and understand. If you went to buy a bottle of Coke, a 2-liter bottle of Coke in 2009, chances are good that it cost $1.79, $1.89, depending on where you live, $2.09, okay? And if you go there today, it's going to cost about the same. Could it feasibly be more or less? Yeah, then they put them on sale sometimes or whatever. But for the most part, it's going to be about the same amount of money as it was in 2009. So here's the Biden quote during the Thursday night speech. There should be a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. Nobody working 40 hours a week should be living below the poverty line. You know, the thing. Yeah, that's, my goodness. How do I count the ways that this is a terrible idea? Let's start with this. Federal minimum wage is a terrible idea just for openers. Why? Because the cost of living in San Francisco and the cost of living in, I don't know, let's say Remlap, Alabama, are two completely different things, right? I mean, it costs three times as much to live in San Francisco as it costs to live in Remlap. Maybe more. I'm choosing San Francisco because it's a very expensive city. So is New York City. So is Houston. So is Washington, D.C. I mean, I could name any one of these. But the difference between those two cities is ridiculous. It's the idea that there should be one federal minimum, one-size-fits-all wage. And here's the other portion of that, which doesn't have so much to do with the fact that it shouldn't be federalized. But it has to do with the fact that you're not supposed to be able to live on a minimum wage. It was never designed to be lived on. A minimum wage is what we call an entry-level position wage. It's what you get at your first job. And there you learn the skills necessary and improve upon yourself so that you can go get a second job. Maybe within the same company, maybe elsewhere. Maybe you get promoted. Maybe you find another gig. You know, obviously, fast food is one that people can kick around a lot. I've been working the grill at McDonald's for the past year and a half, living with my parents. I've watched how the restaurant runs, even closed a couple of times. Feel like I might be ready to move up to assistant manager. There's no place to go at Mickey D's. So I go over to Wendy's and apply because they're looking for an assistant manager. Ah, here I go. Now I'm up a step. I'm no longer making $7.25. I'm making $9.50. Okay? You're an assistant manager. You close two nights a week. You handle a lot of line stuff. You deal with the fries. You make sure the customers are happy. You're still wiping down tables because you're the assistant manager. And you develop your skills and you pick up the slack for the manager when things begin to get out of hand, and then you're ready to move up and become a manager of a fast food restaurant. But there isn't room for you at Wendy's, so what do? You go down the road to Arby's. Hey, listen, I understand all this stuff. I know how to do it. I have the basic workings of how this works. I've been at this for 4 years now. I think I'm ready for management. But, oh, very good. Now you're up to what? $14 an hour? $15 an hour? I don't know. But it wasn't because somebody came down and said, I proclaim that you are worth $15 an hour. Because if you double the minimum wage on that guy flipping burgers at McDonald's, do you have any idea how much a burger is going to cost? Do you have any idea how much that's going to drive up the cost of a burger? It's not going to double it. Don't get me wrong. But the idea that it's not going to send prices up, there's only one place, well, there's two places, really, that you can get the money to pay a higher minimum wage. There's two places you can get it. Number one is to increase the price of your product. If you got people working on the line, making widgets, and making widgets is busy work, you don't have to engage your brain, it's no effort, it's no thought, it's basically standing there in a dull, stupid job every day, you're making $7.25, and widgets are costing $14 a piece. Then suddenly they say, well, you have to pay your workers $15 an hour. You have to more than double what you're paying them for this stupid job that takes no skill whatsoever, standing there on the line and making widgets. Well, there's two places that you can get that money from. You can either raise the price of widgets from $14 a piece to $20 a piece. These widgets aren't worth $20. Why the hell would I pay $20 for a widget? I'm going to go buy the Chinese widget over here. That costs a whole lot less. The other is to cut down on the number of people that you have on the line and force everybody to do a little bit more work. All right, people, we've had to let one-third of you go, and the rest of you are now going to work 33% harder at this do-nothing, know-nothing job because we had to let them go so that we could double your minimum wage. Now, that's just the start of things. Like I said, that money comes from somewhere. We're not just manufacturing this. The fat cats that own businesses that pay people minimum wage, they don't have these bags of money, you know, with the dollar sign on it sitting back in their safe that's just waiting. And now, well, I guess we'll have to open up another bag of money, Biff, so we can hand our workers another $7.75 an hour. That's the only way we can do it. We have this bag of money back here just in case of that emergency. No. Most businesses are running on a pretty tight margin. And if you insist upon increasing the minimum wage, from $7.25 to $15 an hour. You can, one thing is for sure, expansion will stop. Anybody who was thinking about expansion in 2021 or 2022, that ain't going to happen. That's over. There will be no new businesses built. They will not be talking about expanding. They will not be talking about increasing. They will not be talking about hiring new people. That's done, okay? So growth, dead. That's number one. Number two, there are people out there who are tied to the minimum wage. They don't make the minimum wage, but their wages through union contracts are tied to minimum wage, i.e., my union guys will make $12 more than minimum wage. Okay, so right now they're making $19.25. That's great. Union guys making $19.25. That's suddenly going to leap to $27. You're going to give these guys a raise of $8 a pop, all because you want minimum wage workers to have more money? And that's going to increase the price of whatever it is they're creating or whatever service it is they're engaging in. And when you do that, what happens? Prices go up all across the board. That $15 that you needed so desperately suddenly buys about what $7.25 used to. It's the fastest way to kill an economy, reduce employment. I mean, you can forget about creating new jobs, and many will be lost as a result of this, right? And it's the fastest way to make sure that your employment picture in the United States of America doesn't see an upswing anytime in the near future. I mean, you're not just killing growth today. You're killing it next year and the year after that, and potentially maybe the year after that we begin to see some as this thing gets absorbed. But between the increase in prices that basically sucks that $15 away, and what do you do? How do you explain to the EMT, who is currently making $15 an hour, by the way? It's an EMT. The guy's trained. He's coming in. He's saving people's lives on the spot. He's a first responder. He's making $15 an hour. How do we explain to him, oh, by the way, the guy, the fry cook over here, makes the same as you. You're in a very high-stress job, very difficult, called all the time, brought in for whatever reason, stretched thin, stretched to the nth degree, or you could go flip burgers at McDonald's and do that. Ah, well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think we might have a problem in the EMT department or any other department where people are going, wait a minute, I can make the same amount of money flipping burgers in any burger joint? Why the hell am I doing this? It's one of the most short-sighted concepts I've ever seen or heard, and I know there are people out there cheering this, but I'm here to tell you the people who are out there cheering this are economically illiterate. They have no earthly idea what kind of havoc will be wrought by such a thing. 1:14, got to take a break. We'll get this show back up in a moment. AJ is with us now. John Bird had to go home. And David Sears is on news this weekend, as you can see. So stick around. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Back in a moment. Talk995.com. It's a Friday, and a pretty good one. At that weather-wise, it's delightful. Big stupid question of the day. Zero takers on this thus far. I'm a little surprised by it. Zero takers thus far. Big stupid question of the day. Three musical artists or groups that describe you. Looking for you to describe yourself in three groups or musical artists. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. What do you got? Tell me. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on the minimum wage argument, because I've been against minimum wage basically since I made minimum wage. You know, it has never made any sense to me. It has always been a bad idea. especially given the, you know, like I said, the fact that we are in a wide and diverse country that has a lot of different standards of living across it. And that's good. That's as it should be. And I have zero problems, by the way, with cities or states mandating their own minimum wage, with the understanding that, for instance, Florida did this. Florida said, oh, it's going to be $15 an hour. We're going to, you know, graduate up to it, and we're going to move there. And businesses can say, well, that's fine. I guess we'll be packing up and leaving Florida then. What? Yeah, we're gonna head out. We're gonna move ourselves into Georgia, move ourselves into Alabama, move ourselves into South Carolina. We're going somewhere else. We don't have to stay here. Remember when Birmingham was talking about doing this? Birmingham actually did, I think, pass a resolution to move the minimum wage, and then the state came in and said, "Yeah, no city can do that." I just looked at it and said, "This is so stupid. Do you have any idea how many businesses that might have been thinking about setting up in Birmingham are now going to go to Hoover? Do you have any idea how many businesses are now going to go to Homewood, are now going to go to Alabaster, going to go to Pelham, going to go to Helena, going to go somewhere other? Vestavia Hills, I mean, just anywhere. Trustful. There's so many outlying areas you could go to rather than opening up in the city limits of Birmingham. If you try to, you know, tag all of the small business owners with a $15 an hour minimum wage. And I say small business owners, it affects big business too. It affects the bottom line. Now, when you're talking about larger businesses, then you're dealing with shareholders as well. So there's one of three places where the money can come from there. Obviously, it can come from increasing prices. It can come from firing some employees and paying others more. Or it can come from the shareholders, which means they make less money, which means the stock price drops, which means that business is valued much, much lower, and everybody who's invested in it makes less money. And I know you think that that's a bunch of fat. Well, it's all those big J.J. Gottbucks guys. What difference does it make? Not true. You start talking about businesses like Coca-Cola, AT&T, places like this, where a lot of folks make minimum wage. That's what we call those widows and orphan stocks. You know, Coca-Cola ain't never going to go down. It may not go up much, but it's a widow and orphan stock that is always going to be there. So there's a lot of municipal workers who are invested in that, part of their retirement plans or their pensions, things of that nature. Teachers are invested in these things through their retirement plans and pensions and whatnot. And those are the people who are going to be hurt by this. Because when you reduce the valuation of a company and the stock price plummets, then suddenly their dividends drop and their method of income goes down. And here they are needing more money, you know, in order to be able to pay for something. And while we're talking about older people, while we're talking about people who are retiring, let's talk about Social Security. Social Security is not going up. Social Security, I think, peaks at about $1,800 a month right now, about $1,800 a month. So if you work minimum wage at a restaurant for 40 hours a week, talking about that fry cook again, this guy's going to make, what, $2,100 a month? And people who are on Social Security are going to collect $1,800. I'm not talking about this from a basic sort of unfairness. What I'm talking about this from is when the prices do go up, and they will, that $1,800 ain't going up. That $1,800 is engraved in stone. You might get a cost of living, what they call the COLA, cost of living increase. But it's never much. You know, oh, it goes up 2%, it goes up 3%. You're never really looking at, I mean, we're talking about increasing minimum wage 100%. You understand? Doubling it. That's not going to happen to Social Security. It's not going to go up that way. So again, hurting our seniors, Joe Biden, Mr. I'll always protect Social Security, while I'm screwing the people who are on it by increasing the minimum wage. It's a stupid idea, and we've got to get past this concept that anybody should be able to raise a family of four or even live comfortably by themselves on minimum wage. That's not what minimum wage is for. Minimum wage is for household second jobs. Minimum wage is for children who are getting into the workforce, entry-level positions. Minimum wage is for people who have zero job skills and need to learn on the job. They're getting paid something for that. Minimum wage is not to raise a family on. And if you're trying to raise a family on minimum wage, you've made some very bad life decisions somewhere down the line. Love Lady Electrical Contractor, 603-3692. They're my electricians. I think they ought to be yours. When I need something done at the old Dixon Mansion, these are the guys I call. I trust them implicitly. They're going to give me a price, and they're going to stick to it. They're going to show up when they say they will. They're going to do what they say they're going to do, and they're going to do it quickly. And then they're going to leave my house in better shape than they found it. I love that. $30 off your initial call when you make that call, 603-3692. Love Lady Electrical Contractors, the right guys for our time. Oh, large and small, yes, everything. They can do a whole home generator for you as well, which might be a good idea before the stormy season gets here, right? 603-3692 on social media, facebook.com/lovelady electrical. All right, back in moments. Seriously, AJ, do the phones work? I'm gonna ask. Not a single call on the Birmingham broker phone line for the big stupid question of the day. I personally thought this one was great, and I'm a little shocked to find nobody's interested in answering it. All right, hey, sometimes we miss fire. It happens. Stick around. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. $1.29, Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Thanks a bunch for tuning in. Birmingham Broker phone lines open, 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Apparently they are working. That's good news. Mike is in Inverness with thoughts on Wednesday's inauguration. What's up, Michael?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Dixon?
I'm exquisite as always.
Mr. Dixon, do you believe in your heart that all hell is going to break loose Wednesday?
I hope not. I have no intention of making hell break loose, and I would hope that other people would agree. I mean, again, I come back to this. What are you accomplishing? What's the hope here? You know, what's the end goal? What is it you're trying to achieve? Because if rioting achieved anything, then Inauguration Day 4 years ago, when they tore Washington, D.C. apart. I mean, we all saw the videos of smashing windows at the Starbucks, setting limos on fire, crowds that were trying to rush the police. And I mean, it was a nightmare. And guess what? Donald Trump still inaugurated, still happened. So I would hope that we don't have to put up with that nonsense again this time.
Yes, sir. On both sides need to just cut it out, sir. You know what I'm saying? We got enough.
Couldn't agree more.
This pandemic.
You know Could not agree more. What is this achieving?
Yes, have a good
Nothing.
Day. Have a good
Thank you, Mike.
Sir.
I appreciate it. You too, man. We have another Mike. We have Mike 2. Two mics. This one is on a cell phone. Michael, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got an answer for the big stupid question of the day.
Three musicians or musical groups that define you. What do you got?
I would first say Journey.
Okay.
Next, I would say Full Throttle.
Uh-huh.
And my last one is Eddie Money, Driving My Life Away.
That would be Eddie Rabbit, right? Eddie Rabbit, Driving Your Life Away?
Oh, yes. Sorry. That's what I meant. I guess I got money on my mind.
Don't we
Eddie
all?
That.
Don't we all? All right, now we know about Michael. We know a thing or two about Michael. Very nice. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 545-9950. I was wondering if anybody would say Journey. When this question presented itself to me, I thought, would anybody say Journey to this? And the answer is yes. Michael just did. Jay is in McCullough. Jay, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Mr. Richard, how are you today?
I'm exquisite as always.
Okay. Okay. Two things. Now, the other thing you have, you know, with the minimum wage, they jumped that up to $15 an hour. All of those places that were toying with the idea of bringing in robotic and, you know, different mechanisms to which
sure.
I was in the auto manufacturing stuff, and our first plant compared to our second plant, we went from like 600-700 employees down to 300 employees because they were able to get robots to do more with less. And now they're going to be in more incentive. Well, hey, if I got to pay $15 an hour, it'd be cheaper for me to put in four more robots.
Yep.
And I don't have to pay them anything, you know, other than buy them.
Right. Yeah. You got to buy them and then you got to maintain them. That's it.
Yep. And you got a lot of the burger places and stuff that are talking about, you know, hey, they can get the machines that'll do it for them.
There are a couple of really, really sexy machines that are working their way through the fast food industry. Those kiosks, of course, they kind of got banned after the COVID thing came out. But I wouldn't be surprised if they made a comeback fairly quickly.
I'm with you on that. Now, for the big stupid question of the day, I've got Steve Miller Band. I just kind of using the gist of their music. You know, that's kind of then the Eagles and the Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay.
I'm going more not so much for the names on, but just the gist of their type of music.
Yeah, no, of course, that's exactly what we mean, is the kind of music. Yeah. That's what is supposed to define you, and now we know a great deal about you. More, really, than I cared to know, now that I think of it.
All right, my friend.
Thank you for the call. All right, take care. Richard Dixon, TalkNet95, TalkNet95.com. If you have an answer to the big stupid question of the day, I would love to hear it. Three musical groups or artists that define you. If you are near a Steak and Shake, you can now get yourself a red velvet shake. Yeah, there's also an Oreo red velvet shake there, featuring ice cream blended with red velvet cake and creamy frosting, topped with a crown of whipped cream and a cherry. The Oreo red velvet shake is handmade milkshake blended with ice cream, red velvet cake, Oreo cookie pieces, and finished with whipped cream, Oreo crumbles, and a cherry. Both shakes can be found at participating locations nationwide for a limited time throughout the winter. Do they still do that happy hour 2-for-1 between 2 and 4 at Steak and Shake? I haven't been there in forever. Steak and Shake, a Florida staple. Just a couple around these parts. Well, one maybe, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I like their, they would do these half-and-half shakes that were always interesting to me. Because they literally would divide the thing in half. Like the cup was divided in half. You'd have half the shake on one side and half the... And you're like, I don't know how you're doing this, but I like it. Something popped up on Shark Tank the other day that was very disturbing. I only know this because I'm looking at it online. I literally don't watch Shark Tank because I think the whole... The thing you have to remember when you are talking about these television shows... Shark Tank is not looking for the next great product, all right? I know that's an appealing concept, that Shark Tank is looking for the next great product and they want to improve everybody's lives and they want to help small business people. Shark Tank is very much like American Idol. American Idol's not looking for the next great singer either. American Idol's trying to make good TV. That's what they're trying to do. And Shark Tank's trying to make good TV. It's all they're interested in. People can sit and turn these guys down one after another after another after another because they think their ideas are stupid. As long as they do so in an entertaining fashion, guess what? You still have good TV, all right? Every once in a while, a product pops up that kind of makes you go, huh? We saw that with the boneless ribs. A guy from the South had come up with an idea as to how to remove the ribs from bones, a proprietary system whereby he gets the bones out of ribs and cooks the ribs. And we saw it. They actually used these things on a Hardee's rib burger. There was a burger that came with ribs on top of it. Hardee's put it out, and they used this guy's boneless ribs, which apparently are available online, or you can get them in some grocery stores. I have no idea. To me, the bones are a part of the rib. I don't want boneless ribs, you know, any more than I want boneless chicken wings, which are, as we know, adult chicken nuggets. But this couple comes on, and they have got, are you ready for this? A slice of sauce. You may have heard about this before, because there have been other attempts to do this. The first one I remember was peanut butter slices. They were slices that were very much like individually wrapped cheese slices, but you would remove the plastic wrap, and it was peanut butter, and you could put it on a piece of bread, and then you would put another piece of bread on top of it, and supposedly this was a peanut butter sandwich. And I was like, I don't find sticking the knife into the jar and spreading the peanut butter that difficult. It doesn't seem like a big stretch to me. Color me crazy, but this doesn't seem too complex, and I kind of like my peanut butter to be, I don't know, buttery. Then later, there was a ketchup slice. Classic ketchup. You could just pack that, bring it along with you, open it up, slap it on a sandwich, close it up, enjoy. Or a burger, or whatever. And that's exactly what is being offered here. Classic ketchup, spicy sriracha, Frank's sauce, Frank's Red Hot, original cayenne, and secret aardvark habanero hot sauce. These are the four choices that they have. Why don't mustard? I don't know. Why no mustard? I don't have any answers for you. But these are the four choices that they're offering. I'm sure they would probably expand somewhere down the line if this thing really takes off. One of the big selling points is no muss, no fuss, no dripping, no more soggy buns. I kind of like the sauce. I sort of like the dripping. I'm a fan of the liquid. I want the liquid on there. This is what I'm after when I'm eating like a burger. I want there to be, that helps bring out the flavor of the, okay. You know what? Hey, get them on the market. If people buy them, good for you. I don't think I'll be a customer. I could be wrong. Back to the Birmingham Broker phone lines. Brian is in Pinson with thoughts on the minimum wage. What's the happy hat, Bri?
Yeah, I've always said this, but it's never going to happen. But the only way I would ever support them raising the minimum wage would be to raise it and then immediately tie it to the rate of inflation and have it self-adjust every census year. That way businesses can prepare for it. Everybody will know it's coming. And it's just let it do it on its own. Take their political football off the darn table.
I'm a fan of
actually fixing the problem.
Yeah, no. To me, the only solution is to do away with the damn thing. Just kill it. Because the reality is, if you go, well, I'm paying $3 an hour for this job, nobody will take your job. You know, it's like, I'm not going to come work for you for $3 an hour. I need at least $8 an hour. And eventually, we all kind of figure out where the bottom end is, whether there's a law about it or not.
Right, but if we took that off, then they would continue to have their little political football that they get to bring up every few years. I'm just saying, make them shut up about the damn thing.
Oh, I don't think they'll ever shut up about it.
I've been hearing about it all my adult life, and that's the whole thing, you know. Oh, let's raise the minimum wage. Well, we raised that last year. Oh, well, let's go ahead and raise it again. And it's just like, okay, guys, please. I mean, there's a way to make it to where it just self-adjusts, or we don't even have to talk about it anymore.
What was the minimum wage?
They're not going to do that.
What was the minimum wage when you were working for minimum wage? Do you know?
Very first, it was like 1996, so it was, I think, four something.
Really? 1996? Okay. All right.
It was next to nothing, but I was working in high school. I mean, that was just...
Yeah, exactly. Which is what it's meant for. That's what is supposed to be.
Right.
Happening.
I mean, I look at somebody that is a grown adult and that isn't disabled or anything like that, that's working minimum wage. I'm thinking, well, what's going on there? I mean, come on. The post office is hiring. My God.
Yeah, it's very much a situation where you go, what kind of poor decision-making have you had in your life that this is where you are right now? You're a grown-ass man. You should have a grown-ass job.
You're looking at, they're begging for EMTs. They're begging for nurses. I mean, come on, people.
Get with the program. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call, man. Take care. Good one. Let's jump down and talk to Will in Alabaster. He's a busy man. I know he doesn't want to wait around because he's got to go. He's running a restaurant. He's got places to go, people to see, things to do. Will, Chubb Father, man, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Right, I'm putting on a little radio show.
And I'll try to be quick. The musical people who define me would be Paul Simon, Bob Marley, and Eric B. and Rakim. And if you gave me a fourth, I'd say Prince.
Very good.
Newsflash. You should just take care of your people. The secret to my the truest secret to my success is over a 10-year period at Chubb Fathers, I've retained about 86% of my staff because I take care of them. It breeds consistency. It breeds quality. I don't need the federal government to tell me. Some of my guys would take a pay cut if I paid them $15 an hour. The only piece of automated restaurant equipment that intrigues me is the Skyline Chili has a proprietary machine that they built for French fries. It's completely self-contained.
Hmm.
You never see the oil. The employees don't drop the fries. You load the hopper. It keeps the fries frozen. They cook for a certain amount of time, and as soon as they're finished, they spit them out the bottom.
And now I want fries.
Any better or any worse, but it's just cool as hell to watch an order of fries just magically appear out of the bottom of this machine.
That's all I really care about is how awesome the fried machine looks. That's what we're after.
I really want one for my kitchen at the house.
Anyway,
that's all I got, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call, as will the Chubb Father. He's doing something different down there than, you know, fast food restaurants that are going to some of this automation. So, but I agree with him wholeheartedly. When you get good people, pay them well, make them want to stay with you. That's not rocket science, and that is just good business, which is another reason why I look at the minimum wage and go, why? We don't need this. This is so stupid. People who underpay their employees and treat them like crap will eventually lose all of their employees, okay? Because they'll go off to other better jobs where they don't get treated like crap and they get paid okay. And then that guy's going to go out of business. That's how the free market works. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it should be. Government forcing you to pay somebody $15 an hour when you'd rather pay them $3 is only artificially keeping a bad business and a bad businessman in business for far too long. You'll eventually go out of business anyway if you're a bad businessman, trust me. 144, let's take a quick break. Come back. More of your calls, 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Talk995.com. Parrott Structural Services in the business of making your foundation all that it should be. If it is not, yeah, they will absolutely come out, give you the once over, tell you whether or not you have a problem, tell you, if you don't trust us, get a structural engineer. It's really important that you be satisfied with the answers that you're given. And you know, there's nothing they love more than telling you, nope, you're fine. You got no problems, just standard settling. Standard cold weather shrinkage, whatever. I was in the pool. It doesn't matter. Parrott Structural Services will take you through it step by step, explain exactly what has gone on, what may or may not have happened. And if you do have a problem, well, then they'll explain to you exactly how they're going to fix it. Again, get a structural engineer is their kind of mainframe there. They're the guys who are interested in making sure that you're fully satisfied with what's happening and that you're not trying to, and no one is trying to snow you. No one's trying to take you for a ride, and that's a good thing. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, they're E-Verify compliant. And you can find them online at ParrottSS.com. ParrottSS.com. Parrott Structural Services. 668-2626. Back to the phones we go, where Randy is in McCalla on the Birmingham Broker phone line. Randy, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Richard. On this big stupid question, I'm going to answer that first. It's going to be Boston Eagles and early Elton John. And as far as the $15 an hour raise, I have a cousin who is just retired. He was very high up in the IRS, and I talked to him about this just a couple weeks ago. And I said, you know, what's this behind upping the minimum wage? Are they trying to buy votes or what's going on? He said, man, they don't give a crap about, you know, whether you make minimum wage or you make a dollar an hour. He said, it's all about revenue. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, the employee, the more matching taxes he has to pay, you know, and the more taxes the employee has to pay. So it's just another ruse for the government to create more revenue through the stream and putting it on the back of the employers and the companies in the USA to get it done.
That is something that has not been addressed as of yet. You're absolutely right. That would do a ridiculous amount of damage once again to business owners, business people, that they not only have to pay that confiscatory wage, but they also then have to pay taxes on the damn thing, which, you know, that would kill a lot of business. A $15 an hour minimum wage would kill a lot of businesses.
Well, a lot of people, employees, I've had a business before, ran a business, and they don't understand that the employer has to match certain taxes that you pay at a certain percentage.
Right.
So it's not like the employee is just being cut taxes. The employer has to also match a certain percentage of that and pay that also. So, you know, if the employee makes more money, he's paying more taxes. The employer is having to actually pay more matching taxes. They're having to pay more into the Social Security. They're having to pay more FICA, the whole nine yards. You know, all the taxes, it increases the revenue stream for the government.
Yep, no question about it. It certainly does and kills businesses in the meantime. But, you know, they don't care about that. Obviously, Mr. Shutdown doesn't really care about whether or not businesses go out of business. Thank you for the call, Randy.
Hang on one second, Richard. I was saying yesterday that will interest you. Have you ever stopped to think that the right wing and the left wing both belong to the same bird?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's an old one, as a matter of fact. Been around for a while.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Randy. Have a lovely day. There's Randy in McCalla. Let's talk to Jim in Winston County. Jim, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
AJ tells me to get off of Bluetooth, but I don't know how to do that. I'm an old cowboy, so to answer your question, it'd have to be Alan Jackson, George Strait, Vince Gill, and probably several others that would define me. And what you're saying, I don't know what I could add to everything you said about the minimum wage. It's a negative thing from the word go. But I was taught many, many years ago that there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay for it.
Yep.
And other than the air we breathe and the sun that hits our face, everything else we have to pay for. So I don't – the indoctrination and stupidity that I've seen in my lifetime, I used to sit back many years ago – I'm a little older than you are – and say, well, that would never happen. I mean, people are smarter than that. But in the last 20, 30 years, I've just – I don't know what to say other than the stupidity is prevailing.
It seems like they're working hard to make people dumber, as near as I can tell. Yeah.
That's the indoctrination. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. They don't want smart people. Smart people don't vote for liberals. That's, you know, you get smart, you tend to go like, wait a minute, I can see the downside of this. Very nice.
The key is emotion. They're all emotion.
Absolutely. It's 100% emotion all the time. That's exactly dead on.
Right.
Thank you for the call, sir. There's Jim in Winston County. He's an old cowboy. He's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. Where the West is wild, round the borderland. Here is EC in beautiful Hueytown. EC, what's up?
Hey, Richard, I'm sure it is beautiful there, but I sure don't know because I ain't nowhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Don't plan on being there. You with me?
I am.
Richard, listen, musicians would be, for me, in my case, big stupid question, Elton John, Freddie Mercury, and, let's see here, George Michael.
Okay, so we now know you're gay. That's good to know.
I kid. I'm not gay. I'm kidding. Can you not make fun of gay people, or is it? No.
No, you're not allowed to make fun of gay people anymore. Only they can make fun of gay people.
Yeah, they can make fun of me. Richard, the $15 an hour thing, I think I'm going to give up tennis and start flipping hamburgers, man, if that happens. You know, I think I'd be pretty good at it. But the only problem with taking orders, I can't hear very well, and that'd be a disaster. I mean, I'd say, like, you know, what you want again? What do you want? What?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. What?
Well, maybe they might want you just for your meat grinder collection. I don't know.
Well, hey, you got a case. I got it, buddy. Listen, my friend, you have a good weekend. Gotta go, okay? See you later.
I shall do my best. Thank you, EC. Appreciate you and your listenership. I am Richard Dixon. This is Talk 99.5 and Talk 99.5.com. You just pick up the phone. Give us a call. We got another 60 minutes to hang out together before we hand things off to Leland Live. So I would love to hear from you. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. We'll address this handful of other topics that I got hanging here, most of them having to do with food. Of course. Stick around. First news time.